Armed with endorsements from Weight Watchers and similar groups, the Bloomberg administration is making a final push to outlaw supersized sugary drinks just a week before the Board of Health votes on the controversial proposal. As Deputy Mayor Linda Gibbs puts it,
5,800 people in New York City every year dying slowly, painfully, often silently, but dying. And this is an epidemic that really demands government action.
As the mayor stresses, obesity, once a rich person's disease, has now become a poor person's disease, and he blames oversized sugary drinks. Stan Brooks, 1010 Winds, with the mayor in Queens.